This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Ekaterina Zolotova. She is in Moscow. She reports for Geopolitical Futures. And we're looking at an embassy by Sergei Lavrov to the Gulf Cooperation Council, where he was warmly welcomed. There'll be another meeting between these strategic partners in 2023 in Moscow. What can go wrong and why, however, is part of the conversation. Two elements. One is Iran, and the other is the U.S. We'll begin with Iran because the subset is Syria. Ekaterina, you report that the Gulf Cooperation Council is not happy, not at all happy, with Iran and Russia working together. Is that a fact, or did Mr. Lavrov say de-emphasize working together?
Yes, it is correct. It's been a long problem in their relations because Arab countries are very worried about Russian relations with Iran, as they see Iran as a very strong player in that region. And they understand that Russia will continue to cooperate with Iran in many spheres, and Iran continues to stay Russian partner in economic and political and in some military questions as well. So there is no illusion about this. But anyhow, Russia and the Arab countries understand that there are some limits of Russian cooperation with Iran. For example, Russia and Iran have some issues like Caucasus, and Russia doesn't want to see any influence of Iran in that area. So for sure, the Russian cooperation with Iran is huge, but it has some limits. And this is why Arab countries have the possibility to construct relations with Russia. Plus, we don't need to forget about the pragmatic approach of the countries that they have
right Yes, pragmatic.
Now.
You emphasize that. Once upon a time, Russia was with us or against us. Now it's pragmatic. But Syria is connected to Iran through its fighters, through its sources, and Russia remains an active defender of Assad. Is that a difficulty for the GCC?
Kind of. Russia is a long-time supporter of Assad regime in Syria, and of course the countries in the Gulf, they supported the opposition part. But Russian presence in Syria is very limited. They have their presence in two bases, and they have about 5,000 troops there together with the supporting team. So in fact, and with the ongoing operation in Ukraine, it's going to be a little bit difficult for Russia to be very attentive in that area. So Arab countries understand that Russia is there. There is a reason for Russia to be there and to be present in that region. But at the same time, of course, Arab countries understand the limits of Russia.
I mentioned Turkey also, because Turkey is deeply involved in the Syrian civil war, the collapse of governance in northern Syria. I believe Mr. Lavrov stopped off in Ankara on his way to or from the Gulf Cooperation Council. Is that a complication? Because Mr. Erdogan is a very strong member. He's not OPEC, but he's OPEC plus. He participates in all these conversations. Does that trouble the Gulf?
Russia and Turkey, they had a wonderful history of their relations. It was the moment of war, then the war changed with some peace, then again the war, then troubles between them. So both of these countries, they have to be partners, and at the same time they have a lot of constraints in their relations. Right now, the most interesting thing and thing that we need to focus on is potential Turkish operation in northern Syria. For example, Erdogan announced that the Turkish forces are preparing for this military operation, the new one, and they are waiting for his order, for the order from Ankara. Russian position here, it's not very clear. At first, it started to increase the troops, but of course, it's limited. And for example, today in some channels, I saw that Russia is removing some of the equipment. So here, Russia is again very limited, and with the discussion of Turkey, it has very vulnerable position. So here with Turkey, Russia at the same time is a competitor, and sometimes it can be a partner.
What can go wrong and why is the U.S. The Gulf Cooperation Council wants to maintain good relations with the United States and NATO. I note that they're not participating in any fashion in the sanctions against Russia. Is that regarded as a positive in Moscow? We have less than a minute.
Oh, yes, it is regarded very positive in Moscow. And Russia says that in this moment, in the moment of the hard time, you can understand who is your friend and who is your enemy. And the fact that the Arab countries decided not to join the sanctions, Russia understands it as very, very positive. And it tries to increase cooperation, and it will continue to keep focus on these countries and try to do the best to increase its cooperation.
So the opinion then is this meeting from the point of view of Russia went very well for Sergei Lavrov, and the Gulf Cooperation Council made him feel that the dialogue will continue. Is that a fair generalization, Ekaterina? We just have 30 seconds.
I would say that it was not the exactly what Lavrov he was waiting. He from this meeting he understands that Gulf Council is ready to cooperate, and Russia wants to continue to work in this direction. But at the same time, this meeting didn't bring any particular agreements or particular partnership.
Ekaterina Zolotova in Moscow for Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site analyzing the meeting in the Gulf Cooperation Council, at the close of which there was this remark from the Saudi foreign minister. Saudi Minister of Foreign Affairs Prince Faisal bin Farhan said that the unity of the stances of the Gulf states towards international issues and crises has consolidated the Cooperation Council as one of the effective and influential international forces. He pointed to two separate Gulf meetings, the first held in the presence of Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, and the second with Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba via video conference. The minister said, "Through these two meetings, we voiced our unified position towards the Russian-Ukrainian crisis and its negative repercussions, especially with regard to food security in the affected countries and the world." I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.